Well, hello there. You may or may not have realized that I took the summer off from content creation and summer sort of rolled into the middle of October. During the summer, Rob and I were hard at work on our next book, which is called Exit Strategy and is all about the psychology and practicality of selling your business. I'm super excited about that. More to come for sure. I also spent some time dreaming about crafting some new groups that are for entrepreneurs who are wanting to pursue the best version of their lives. And we have a variety of groups that we're offering through myself and my team, things that are virtual, lower fee, things that are in person, higher fee, just like a whole range of options for people who want to be as healthy and well as they can be while also killing it at business and also doing that in community. It's a pretty specific combination of things, but it's one that I find to be really, really meaningful and important. So if you are interested in any of that kind of mastermind, groupie kind of thing, please reach out to me or my team and we will let you know what's cooking. Most of our programs start in January, so it's a good time to begin thinking about it now. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We are back on a cadence of consistent creation. So hopefully it serves you well. And I appreciate you being part of my life and the Zen Founder community.
Welcome to the Zen Founder podcast. This is a place where we have conversations about mental health and entrepreneurship. We have a pretty broad conceptualization of what mental health means. Sometimes depression, anxiety, sometimes relationships or physical health. The goal here is to bring some calm into the crazy roller coaster of ups and downs that is life for many entrepreneurs. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Sherry Walling. I'm a clinical psychologist and an entrepreneur, married to an entrepreneur, live in the world of entrepreneurs. And I'm so pleased that you have joined us for this conversation.
Hi, my name is Dr. Sherry Walling, and I am a clinical psychologist. I run Zen Founder, which is an organization that helps entrepreneurs and high performers with all things related to the mental well-being of themselves and the teams that they support and run. One of the things that I get asked about pretty often is the benefit of taking like a mental health day. And especially in small companies, small teams that might not have in-house resources to do a lot of training and education around mental health, or they might not have like an on-staff therapist, like would that be luxurious, but doesn't often happen. Business owners are looking for ways to support the mental well-being and mental health of their teams and aren't really sure what tools to deploy. And so a mental health day feels like an expensive but relatively accessible way to support people taking care of themselves. So for people who are interested in this, it is important to, be really specific about what you mean by a mental health day. Maybe that means that everyone in your team takes a day to do something that supports their physical well-being, takes time to go to the doctor, takes time to go on a hike, takes time to do something that gets their heart rate up or gets them immersed in natural beauty. That can be a mental health intervention. Maybe the day is about training. Maybe you want to bring in a speaker or a professional who can help your team think better about how to interact with each other, how to manage their own risk for burnout. A mental health day can be kind of a day of education that helps people on your team recognize ways that they can be doing mental health better, taking better care of themselves. So regardless of what you do, and maybe that's a different video, it's important to be able to gauge or accurately assess when your team might benefit from taking a mental health day. So there are a variety of scenarios in which it can be super helpful just to say, okay, time out. Everybody just like go to your corner, take a breath, pause. So some of the scenarios that come to mind, the first one is the recognition that your team has just been through a big push. Like you've launched a new feature, you've launched a new product. There's been a big deadline that everyone has been rallying around, maybe putting in a bunch of extra hours, experiencing some elevated stress. It can be really helpful to take a day to allow everyone to just take a beat, to rest, to get some things done around their home, to maybe do some of the things that got ignored or pushed back while they were working extra hard on getting that deadline through. So in the scenario where there's been a big push or a big significant lift, a mental health day often just looks like a day of rest, a personal day that is a reward or a benefit that's offered for a job well done or extra hard work that everyone has put in. And so it's a day to catch up, to relax, to rest, to reset, reestablish, so that people can kind of put themselves together and get back in there for the next big project. The second scenario in which a mental health day can be really helpful and important is when there's been a recent grief or trauma that's affected your company. These are unusual scenarios, but they do happen where maybe there's been a loss of one of the team members, someone has died unexpectedly or after an illness. Something has happened that has shaken the team, and a mental health day can be helpful in helping everyone to calm down, to kind of reestablish homeostasis, or maybe to just have some extra time and space for grief. These kinds of mental health days can be provided with a little bit more structure. Maybe there's something that makes sense to do as a company together, maybe a volunteer activity or something that honors or speaks to, is tailored around the kind of loss that just happened. I have worked with a couple of companies who have traumatically lost one of the founding members of the company. So someone has died unexpectedly, and the company has gotten together to do a run in that person's honor. Or, you know, there are lots of things that we can do in honor of someone who has passed away. But that is one scenario. I think another scenario has been where something really scary has happened. Maybe there's been a violent incident or a break-in, and the people on the team are feeling unsteady, uncertain, maybe even scared or experiencing some trauma symptoms after this incident. And in this case, it can be really helpful to really apply some mental health intervention. Depending on the nature of the scary thing, there are things called like critical incident stress debriefing, where the whole team goes through a process to work through what has happened. But it's just important to have the time and space to address the thing that's caused grief or trauma, rather to keep marching on as if it's not affecting everyone. That, of course, doesn't mean that that becomes the entire conversation at work for months and months. It's important to have a thoughtful opening and closing so that every member of the team knows that it's safe to do a little bit of processing. And then it's also safe to get back to work. It doesn't have to be an ongoing conversation every day when maybe some folks don't want that or don't need that. So the third scenario where it can be helpful to consider a mental health day for your team is where you as the leader are observing some patterns that you'd like to disrupt. Maybe you are seeing interaction patterns between the members of your team where people are just like snippy or short or feel disrespectful. Maybe you're observing a lot of tension around politics or around some topic in the larger culture that's really activating your team. So it is helpful when you're watching these patterns develop or they feel like they're getting more frequent or more entrenched to do something that just disrupts the patterns. So having a day off, a mental health day, is a way of doing that. Of course, you want to be thoughtful about what happens during that day. Is it just a day of rest, like everybody go to your corner and let's calm down? Or is there something more strategic or thoughtful that you want to do with that time that might help to reorient your team towards new ways of being, towards nipping the patterns in the bud before they become highly problematic for your team? This can be another scenario in which it can be helpful to have some training or have someone come in and do a workshop or do something that is more tailored to the concerns that you're having and the things that you would like to see happening differently. The fourth scenario in which you might consider a mental health day for your team is you are getting ready for something big. You're kind of in the lull before the storm, and you know that you are about to ask people to really dig down deep and give some of their best effort, their deepest creativity. And one way of honoring what you're about to ask of them is to give them some extra time and space before you get to the starting line. A little bit of extra rest, a little bit of extra self-care. It's a little bit of like, hey, go fill your gas tank because the race is about to be on and we're going to go fast and we're going to go hard and I need you at your best. So that's another scenario sort of related to the first one. When you're asking something really large of your team, it can be helpful to give them a mental health day before go time and also potentially, again, after the completion of that big push so that there's a rest and reset period. The fifth and final scenario you might consider when thinking about a mental health day for your team is that it's just simply been a while. It's just been a while since you as the leader have recognized the importance, the really centrality of people's mental and emotional well-being to their ability to show up at work in the best possible way. And so it feels like, hey, it's just time to give this some attention. Maybe that happens routinely, like once a quarter, once a year, or maybe you just follow your own intuition or your inner wisdom voice as a leader to know, like, it's just been a while. I want to really help my people take care of themselves. I want them to be at their best. And so I'm going to invest the time and the energy toward a mental health day. And once again, this can be a place where it can be fun to get creative about what you do with that day. It can be a time of training. It can be a time of rest. It can be a time of exploring some particular kind of self-care. Mental health is a really broad umbrella, and it involves our bodies, it involves our spirits, it involves our relationships, it involves our intellectual curiosity, it involves our care for our bodies, it involves just good old-fashioned sort of hanging out in our sweats and reading books for a day. So one of the things that's helpful is to really talk with your team about where they're feeling crunchy, where they're feeling stuck, and then make some kind of a team challenge around how to use a mental health day so that people can be really intentional and not just use a mental health day as a day to catch up on their email. It is my deep privilege to work with extraordinary leaders who are very successful in business, but also really thinking about the well-being of the people who help make their business run. And so if you are curious about how to bring better mental health practices, both for yourself and for your team, please pay attention, follow my work. I'd be happy to be of service to you and your team. I have a couple of books that I've written about the subject. The Entrepreneur's Guide to Keeping Your Shit Together is one of them. And then I've recently written a book about grief among high performers, which is called Touching Two Worlds. So there are lots of resources available from my work, my colleagues' work, to help support you being amazing at how you lead your team and take care of yourself. Thanks so much for watching.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back in 2 weeks with a new episode of the podcast. In the meantime, feel free to check out zenfounder.com for lots of resources about the kinds of conversations that we have on the podcast. You can get information about working with me, about maybe joining a Zen tribe. It's sort of like a mental health boot camp for entrepreneurs. We also have lots of content on our blog, links to resources in our courses and books for sale. So check us out there, and we hope to provide anything and everything that you might need to make the entrepreneurial life a little bit easier.